Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by. Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Time now for Curbside with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber.
Brought to you by Sleiman Brothers, your local appliance expert. Online at SleimanBros.com.
Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. If you've missed anything from today's show, be sure to check out the podcast page. It's all presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers over on 101ESPN.com and the free 101ESPN app, where you will find later on today our conversation podcasted with Chris Kerber. He's joining us now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Curbs, we appreciate the time as always, man. How you doing today?
Brandon, doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. So last night going into the game, I'm going to be honest with you, Curbs, I didn't really know what to expect because I didn't know how seriously the Blues were going to be taking it. And one of the biggest takeaways that I had was, nice game for Ryan O'Reilly and Jordan Kyrou. And I know that's a weird thing to say when you lose in regulation for the first time in a month, but I think it kind of shows what that game meant.
Well, I can tell you, they did take it seriously. They knew who they were up against. And, you know, it was just one of those games where about a 5-minute stretch in the second period bit them. And, but aside from that, you know, I thought they played they got into the game well. They played a decent first. I thought they played a really good third. They had a lull in the second, and the second is tradition. I mean, typically this year, the second has been their best period, you know, but all in all, you kind of knew you were going up against it here, with Colorado having lost four straight games. You know, there was going to be a different level, I thought, to that game. And I thought we saw it yet again. What this team just did is they've done it every single game almost, right in it to the very end.
And Curbs, I thought you and Joey talked about it last night on postgame great, and saying that it might be a good thing for this team to get knocked down a peg at this time of the year, losing regulation. Dean Evanson said the same thing with Minnesota yesterday after their loss, that, you know, maybe we were a little too confident with how we were playing. It just could change the perspective, I think, going into this final game of the regular season and into that first game of the playoffs.
Well, yeah, and I did ask Joe Tuch. I mean, those guys that have put the skates on and skated in games, they know. They've been through the battles. But, you know, every single game, you know, for the last little while, it's been, okay, does the streak continue? Does it? And it's not sitting there saying the guys are going out there saying, we got to continue a streak and not worry about the wins, losses, and the little things in the game. But you guys know how streaks can kind of take on a personality and a life of their own, right? So the fact that kind of it all ended last night, I think is a good thing from that standpoint, because now it's just really about getting everything for one more game. Sounds like we're going to have some guys available, some guys not. The Blues don't have a whole lot of options in terms of what they can do roster-wise, guys. Number one, because of the cap, and number two, because of call-up situation. So it's not like you can sit there and rest a whole bunch of guys if that game on Friday night doesn't mean anything. I keep saying tomorrow night. I forget that it's Wednesday. But you look at it and you realize that it'll just be about getting some sharpness ready to go for the following week. And the fact that that's what it's about, not do you finish the season out on a streak, I think that's an okay thing.
Curbs, what have you heard on some of these injuries? Is it anything worth monitoring? Is it concerning to you at all?
You know what? Concerning from a standpoint of, I don't believe any of them are really going to impact whether or not somebody's available for game one of the playoffs. The concerning part, if you're concerned, is what kind of pain are they playing through when the playoffs start, right? Because you're about to go into a very physical series. So, obviously, teams don't tell you anymore what the actual injuries are. If it's been enough to keep Braden Schenn out of the lineup for three or four games, you know he's pretty sore, but you know that he's going to be ready to go come game number one. And everybody, as they say, is always a little nicked up. But if you're missing too many games, you just got to wonder how much pain they're going to be in when the playoffs start. So that would be my only concern, is do these injuries impact the level of play when they're able to get back? And that we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know the answer to that one.
And Curbs, all things being said, if hypothetically the team is healthy going into that first game against Minnesota, do you think there's competition right now in Craig Berube's eyes for that fourth line center spot between Logan Brown and Tyler Bozak?
No, not in my opinion. And this isn't knocking Logan Brown in any way, shape, or form. I think he's been playing pretty well. But in my opinion, when you drop the puck, if Braden Chen's available and he's your center on that third line, then Tyler Bozak's your center on the fourth line. That experience is valuable. The ability to win faceoffs, you know, late in games or in certain situations, especially in the defensive zone, you sometimes like to have two centermen out there in case one guy gets kicked out, and he's got a career faceoff percentage, I believe around 52% or something like that. So, no, for me, it's not a question. I'm going with the experience, and I believe Craig Berube will go with the experience of Tyler Bozak.
Hey, Curbs, you've been around this team a long time. You know a lot about the history of what it means to be a St. Louis Blue. If they win on Friday night, they will have tied for the second best points percentage in franchise history. What does that mean?
Well, I think it puts the whole season in perspective, doesn't it? Like, at the end of each game, you ride the highs and lows as a fan. And over the course of this season, we've actually been treated to some of the best hockey that this franchise has ever seen. One, record-wise, it might just show it, as you mentioned. If you get the win, you'd become only the fourth team in franchise history to get 50 wins in a season. But even more individually, you're seeing career-high numbers for so many players. You're looking at what Justin Falk has done with 16 goals, the point streak of Robert Thomas. Vladimir Tarasenko's 82 points could be more than that. First time we've seen that since Dimitra in 03. The number of players with 70 points. First time you've seen that since the early 90s. You're seeing things that you just haven't seen. So does it mean anything come game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs? Nope, doesn't mean a thing. But does it mean something from a fan standpoint when you look back and you go, man, we just saw 82 games, and it's some of the best all-around 82 games that you've ever seen from a franchise perspective? I would think that excites the fans, one, Brandon, and I think it also – it should really encourage everybody when you think about the moves that Doug Armstrong's made, the commitment of this ownership group to spend to the cap and give the hockey side everything they need to do it. And then even more importantly, the crowds have been fantastic, right? So you put that all together, and I think it really just tells you how great and special of a regular season this has been. And by the way, I don't know how the playoffs are going to turn out. None of us do, right? I mean, look at a couple of years ago when Tampa got swept by Columbus. Nobody saw that coming. That doesn't change how good of a regular season you've watched this team play, no matter what happens in the playoffs.
Curb, speaking of the playoffs, this will be the final time we talk to you before those playoffs begin. What are you anticipating between these two teams, Blues and Minnesota? Is it going to be a lot of what we've seen in the regular season, or do you think it's going to be amped up to another level?
Well, you've seen the last couple games go to overtime, so I think you're going to see it be that close, but I think you're going to see it amped up. I break it down on several fronts. The Wild like to play that grinded out checking game that's a little bit more like what the Blues had in 2019, although they do have some speed, obviously, and great skill in Kaprizov that can beat you up the ice with a rush. The Blues, they're not that team anymore. They're a little bit more of a break it out on the rush kind of team and go for it kind of thing. And so I think we're going to see two slightly different styles here. I think the Blues clearly have an edge in special teams, and I also give a pretty good edge in this series to the coaching staffs, to believe it or not. And I think that's going to be big in this series. So my feeling is that the Minnesota Wild over the course of a series are going to have to get some really, really, really good goaltending to beat the Blues in a best of seven series. Now the Blues are going to have to shore themselves up defensively, and that's where I think Minnesota can maybe try to expose St. Louis a little bit, because the Blues just sometimes don't look comfortable defending in their own end. So we'll see how that grinded out style goes against the way the Blues really seem to like to play, or what the characteristic of this team really is.
It's Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues. One more game in the regular season before it all starts next week between the Blues and the Wild. Friday night against Las Vegas, 7 o'clock is the puck drop for that one. Alex will have your pregame coverage on 101 ESPN beginning at 6. Kerbs, looking forward to this ride in the playoffs that we are going to go on together. Can't wait to talk to you again next week as we're breaking down the first round of the Blues' hopeful long playoff run.
All right, guys, have an awesome week. We'll talk to you soon.